We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Three, two, one, zero. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Welcome back to the Solid Verbal, boys and girls. Welcome back to the UFO show, Dan.
The Unwrapped? Unwrapped? Friday Orbit?
Unwrapped. Friday Orbit.
Holiday gift themed?
It is Christmas Day, as many of you out there are listening to this show. Hello, Merry Christmas. Welcome back to the show. Why are you listening to us on
like
Christmas? I don't know, but we're happy to have you. Happy to have you, Dan.
Oh, man. What a... Wow. I just... The affect that you've taken on, I'm both horrified and welcoming it.
What's going on, man? How are you?
Good. Good. Cold, but otherwise not too bad. I am... Looking forward to bowl season as bowl season continues. I know we have news. I know Auburn hired a coach. Arizona hired a coach. All sorts of things happening in the sport. But I'm good. I holding up. How you doing?
I am doing well. Welcome one and all. Don't forget to subscribe to the show. We're going to be going all throughout bowl season and the off season and just a lot of stuff going on in the college football world. I would expect it's going to be a very goofy off season because it was a very goofy regular season. So we're going to get through like our 29 bowl games or whatever the final count ends up being and some version of the playoff and national championship. And on the flip side of that, especially as news is like getting maybe a little bit better with regard to a vaccine and potential to get back to some degree of normalcy in the 2021 season, I would expect that this offseason is going to be coming at us hot and heavy. So I'm excited to get 2020 over with.
Yes.
I'm hopeful that 2021 can bring us a lot more normalcy and excitement in the world of college football with a whole lot less uncertainty. And we are geared up for it. We're going to be here. Don't forget to subscribe to the show. You can also go on out to verballers.com if you want to be a Patreon subscriber and take part in all the fun. We've got a Discord server where we talk about all the games as they're transpiring. We've also got our Winter Wonders game, which we'll talk a little bit more about as we go through bowls and whatnot, but a lot of fun to be had out there on the Patreon sub. And don't forget to follow us on social media. You know, all the usual hotspots, they're still there. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. There's a YouTube channel where we've been posting YouTube clips where you've been getting some negative commentary about your takes on Notre Dame, that sort of thing.
I love it.
So yeah, we're here and we're excited. We got like one more week of this year, 2020. Let's do it.
Touched a nerve, Tyler. I touched a nerve.
Should we start with news? We have breaking news, Dan.
In 3 years, Auburn will hire Hugh Freeze, as they now exclusively hire former Arkansas State head coaches.
Yeah, Brian Harsin. Brian Harsin is going to be your next head football coach at Auburn. Did this surprise you at all?
Yes. I guess he does have a footprint in the South with his time at Texas and obviously Arkansas State. And I had heard rumblings that he was frustrated with the direction of Boise State and their membership in the Mountain West, where, you know, I think rightfully so, he probably felt like the American had really lapped a lot of those G5 conferences, including the Mountain West. And I think he has eyes on bigger prizes in college football and saw a bit of a roadblock at Boise State. But for Auburn specifically, certainly a higher profile job than Arizona, which he was rumored to be a candidate for anyway. A little bit surprised. I thought they could have done worse. I think we've definitely seen programs really reach and overpay for coaches. And Brian Harsin, even though Boise had a bit of a down year this year, certainly has had that Bronco program pretty consistent and has had a pretty good eye for talent. Like, his coordinators get hired away instead of him having to fire coordinators, which is a good sign. You know, Zach Hill went to ASU, Andy Avalos to Oregon. So, yeah, I think it's fine. I think it's going to be, as it always is and will be, a difficult job to wrangle all the competing factions and compete with Nick Saban, you know, across the state and, you know, LSU when they're up, and the Mississippi schools generally, at least in recent years, have either one of them have been pretty frisky, and A&M certainly a growing, looming presence in the division. So it's a very difficult job, but the fact that he has head coaching experience and, you know, a concept for running a program, I think it's fine. I think it's, you know, it's like a solid B minus. It doesn't really get me going, but you could do worse.
You could do worse. And specifically with regard to this hire, we joked on the last show that if they didn't hire somebody soon, they were headed to Jimbo Fisher contract territory.
Yeah. Or they're just going to, yeah, they're all over the place. Yeah, they were going to have to overpay if they really didn't zero in on somebody they truly liked. And I guess good for them. I mean, he's got a tall order ahead of him. He definitely does.
The one thing that jumps out at me is, you know, I think it's a good move. I like the hire. I think it was about as good as you're going to get at this point. He's a younger guy. Harsin's like 44. So no Auburn ties.
Not specifically,
I think is unique. And we hear a lot about getting the guy from the university, right? Harbaugh was a Michigan man, that sort of thing. It definitely rings true for a lot of fans. They're looking for that when looking for their next hire. This, I think, is a departure from what would be the normal tradition of hiring. And when they brought in Malzahn, they obviously brought in a guy who had a lot of success at Auburn as an offensive coordinator.
And had a year under his belt as a head coach as well.
Harsin doesn't have that Auburn connection, and that's different. So they can move in a different direction, perhaps. The other thing that jumped out at me was, and I sent this to you, I know they're different coaches. I know they run different systems, but I think Brian Harsin, I think offensive-minded coach. And it's surprising to me that maybe Auburn would go with another offensive-minded coach after going through Gus Malzahn for a number of years. Typically, programs will like whipsaw in the other direction and go defense if forever they've been an offensive-minded school.
Yeah, but I think
it does not seem like that's the case.
I think that's more of an optics thing than an actual real strategy thing. And I think that's probably what you were implying. Just, you got to find the right dude for the job. You got to find the right dude who plans and hires and has a vision and can build culture and infrastructure. And if it happens to be somebody with an offensive background, defensive background, whatever, Brian Harsin just happens to be somebody who has had some success as a head coach, which
right.
points to the fact that he's able to develop some of those things and recruit and identify talent and evaluate and deal with internal issues. That's the main thing. I think that might be somewhat of a misconception, because at a certain point when you're a head coach, you're dealing with that stuff a lot more than you are X's and O's. So, yes,
no,
you can see it like with what Nebraska did from a personality standpoint, going from Bo Pelini to Mike Riley. That's a little bit more understandable, that they had just grown very tired of Bo Pelini in the facility. So they went the full opposite, you know, going full nice guy with the hire. But no, I think at a certain point, if you're spending this amount of time vetting guys, we assume, and interviewing guys, you're looking for specific traits and characteristics that you've seen within the Auburn program that has led to success. And so hopefully that was all part of the process as they make this hire.
The other hire that you alluded to is at Arizona. Jed Fish is going to be the next head football coach. Jed Fish does not have any head coaching experience, interestingly enough, but he had some time on the Florida staff way back in the day with Steve Spurrier.
He's been all over.
Yeah, he was at Minnesota. He was with the New England Patriots. He was with Jim Harbaugh. So he's gotten around.
UCLA, yeah.
Interestingly enough, did not play football.
Didn't play football.
Took to the game.
Yeah, has been a, you know, quarterback's coach, offensive coordinator all over the place. I think there's some consternation around this hire that I had heard his name come up with Brent Brennan. Kenny Amatalolo was out, and Brennan seemed like the more obvious pick. Again, we're not in these interviews. We don't know their visions. We don't know their personalities. We're just sort of from afar trying to evaluate things. And more has come out about Jed Fish's relationship with the president of Arizona and how ultimately the president made this decision, not necessarily the AD, which is never a real great foot to start out on. Not everybody allegedly on the same page. So I hope, just for the sake of being a Pac-12 fan and, you know, Arizona with the Desert Swarm and that being sort of a different place and being really difficult to go and win when they're playing well, hope it works out. I really do, because it's a job with some potential. I know he's not making a bunch of money on the offset and has a decent assistant pool, but ASU has the juice in that state in terms of recruiting. They've gone into California and come away with some wins, and there are more and more quality players in Arizona. But those players are leaving the state, the best players right now. So it's another tall order that's very different from Auburn in that they're basically starting from square one after how Kevin Sumlin left that program. You know, losing to your rival 70-7 or whatever it ended up being.
Yeah, not good.
It's a reset. So I hope he's that dude. I hope he hires a bunch of energetic recruiters to at least give them a high floor moving forward, with talent, with excitement. But man, that the political element of this is not an amazing place to start.
Any other news?
Your favorite pirate-themed bowl was canceled because of South Carolina COVID issues.
No.
Michigan fired Don Brown, which I went into the season thinking there would be fewer firings and adjustments to coaching staffs, but between that and LSU fully stripping down to the studs with Steve Ensminger retiring from an on-field role, getting rid of Scott Linehan, Bo Pelini being shown the door, big places are not looking at 2020 as a year to just get through, but a year to get through and make changes if needed. So, it seems like it's a good time in terms of high-profile defensive coordinators to be looking. I mean, both of our schools could be looking. I know your school is right now, with Clark Lee moving to Vanderbilt and Andy Avalos now as one of the favorites to potentially take the Boise State job where he was before Oregon. But, you know, Derek Mason's out there. Will Muschamp is out there. Kevin Steele, now Don Brown. There's some bigger defensive coordinator names floating around the college football universe right now. Kevin Steele.
You said Kevin Steele twice, but it's fine. He's a very good defensive coordinator.
I like Kevin Steele. I know. I just like saying his name.
Very good defensive coordinator. Okay.
Kevin Steele.
We'll stay tuned to what's going on the coaching front.
Yeah.
No doubt more information to come with respect to that.
Terry Bowden, by the way, is a head coach again.
Terry Bowden. That's right. We almost forgot.
He's going to Monroe, okay. Louisiana Monroe. He brought Akron out of the cellar to a respectable place, but not an amazing place. So there you go. Back to the Bowden well.
On today's Unwrapped Friday Orbit, we are giving gifts. We are giving gifts. It is Christmas Day. You're listening to a podcast. We have rather quickly and hastily, i.e. earlier today, drew up a list of teams, of coaches, of players, of college football entities that just need a little something special this holiday season. We talked to Santa. Amazon can't deliver on such short notice, so we got Santa's help. He's a huge college football fan, and he's going to help us deliver some of these gifts here, Dan.
Yeah. I have some college, like football ones in general, and some team-specific ones. Where do you want to start?
I want to start with the Notre Dame Fighting Irish.
Okay.
I am going to give the Notre Dame Fighting Irish a big old batch of AirPod Pros this year.
Mm.
They deserve AirPod Pros. They deserve the gift of high fidelity audio, but more importantly,
not a sponsor,
not a sponsor. None of these are sponsors.
I have football things I'm giving these places, not necessarily actual consumer products.
Notre Dame gets the AirPod Pros because not only do they deserve the gift of high fidelity music, the triumphant music of all their successes this season, making it through into the playoff.
Yeah.
But also the benefit of using the noise cancellation feature so they can drown out folks like you, Dan.
Oh, Ty.
The naysayers, the haters out there.
You know?
Tell them they don't have a chance against Alabama, Dan. Drown that out. Hit the button. I don't have these, so I don't know how they work, but they're very expensive.
Notre Dame a winter offense. I'm here for it, Ty. I want competitive games.
AirPod Pros. You got to focus. Don't worry about the haterade out there.
Yeah.
Just focus on the game.
The only problem with the AirPod Pros, much like Notre Dame, I guess, if you're going to put me in this position, is if you forget to charge them up, the offense only lasts so long.
Don't worry. You get great battery
orange
life on these things.
Blinking light ahead of the ACC championship. Yeah.
You get great battery life on these things, Dan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Use the noise cancellation feature. I've heard it's wonderful, even though I don't have them.
Mm-hmm.
Drown out the haters, move forward.
I'm going to stick with a haters theme, Ty.
Okay.
So nobody in college football, fandom-wise, no college football fan agrees with any other fan, right? Everybody has different ideas for who's better, who is more deserving of the playoff, what system we should be using in various conferences, you know, when should teams be playing each other, when should the season start, should there be bowl games? Like, everybody disagrees with everything.
This is factually correct.
This is all true, right? And
yes.
I am of the mind that college football fans need a rallying cry, because all they have right now as a whole, as a monolithic group, is everybody loves college football. And that's great. That's a great starting point. We can all agree that we love college football. I think we need a rallying cry around something everybody can agree on hating. Okay? Thank you. We need a common enemy. I think the common enemy is an enemy we need to bring back.
Oh.
And that is Lou Holtz and Mark May. Now, I know SEC fans, maybe outside of Alabama fans, tend to agree on disliking Gary Danielson.
Right.
I think Gary Danielson's fine. I think he's pretty good, actually. I can understand how his tone, I can understand how his manner might irk some, that he's a Bama homer, even though I think he played at Purdue. I think that's right. That he, you know, is just overly gushing about all of the successes of Alabama. That's Alabama's fault to me. But I can understand how his manner annoys some. Lou Holtz and Mark May, I think that's where we gather. Two absolutely preposterous human beings. Back on TV. And we can all agree to feel basically the same way about them. So that's my gift to the college football universe. A return of two preposterous human beings talking about the sport.
Here's the thing about Danielson. Danielson, he may be an SEC homer, but he is so skillful at it that if you listen and you don't know anything about how fans feel about him, you will just sort of pleasantly nod along. He manages to sneak it in there.
Right.
Very surreptitiously.
He's very quick on the uptick, though. Like, he's diagnoses plays really well. He's good. And
he's a good commentator. He is definitely pro-SEC. But unless you know
I don't think SEC fans care about that if he's only calling SEC games. I think that's fine.
Right. But other fans care about that, listening and watching along with SEC games. But he's so good at just sort of slipping it in.
Easy, Ty. Easy.
That you almost don't realize it's happening. That was a very odd construction. I apologize. On Christmas, no less.
On Christmas, no less. Gary Danielson's very good at slipping it in.
That's right.
Terrible, terrible humans, Ty. We're terrible.
Back to Mark May and Lou Holtz. Back to Mark May.
Yeah. I have more. I'm gonna stay related to ESPN because I think by and large, I like Chris Fowler a lot. I like Reese Davis a lot. I think Desmond Howard largely does a really, really good job. Like, he's a good personality to have there. David Pollack likes man ball, whatever that is. He's always talking about grown ass men or whatever he says, but he's fine. These are all people good on TV. I think Maria Taylor's great. I want to fire and blackball the graphics department of ESPN as a gift.
Oh, this is your thing here, isn't it?
Somebody, I think it was Bubba Prague or one of the, you know, one of the screen grabbers. He's obviously excellent. During a halftime show, it was maybe Trevor Maddich, who loves a good line of scrimmage, as we all know.
Loves the trenches. Yeah.
So you have the bottom line. We're not even doing video right now, and I'm sort of organizing things with my hands. You got the bottom line with the scrolling and the advertisements for future ESPN shows, whatever. Then you have the jumbo-sized belt of a scoreboard. So you're coming up, and you're already taking up nearly 20% of screen real estate. And at halftime of one of the bowl games, there was a drop-down bar scoreboard coming down from the top. And it was like... It was like watching a very specific 90s music video with like the ultra wide lenses. Right. So you had like the real, like real thick letterboxing of like the Big Pimpin' video or something like that. And it's just too much. We all love our TVs. TVs are so affordable now that so many of us have, you know, 55, 65, 80 inch TVs. And ESPN is just giving us these fat score belts that kills all of our viewing pleasure.
The fat score belt.
Fat score belts. Ty, you were the one who said slip it in easily. You right. were that
no,
one.
That's true. Yeah, I was that one.
So I am gifting. Because if you watch, I don't know, if you watch an NBA game, you watch a baseball game, you watch an NFL game, or even if you watch a Fox college football game or whatever.
Yeah, Fox does a good job with it.
It's a little Star Trek-y right now. It's the font is italicized and a little Star Trek-y. And I'm okay right. with it. I always have strong typeface thoughts. But it's subtle. It's unobtrusive. And ESPN is just get rid of anybody who made or really anybody who approved or pushed for this. It's all garbage.
See, you're the Grinch right now because 2020 has been a rough year and you're the only one out here calling to fire people.
I'm gifting eyeballs, Ty. Okay, let's not fire people. It's a tough time.
Does anybody outside you want that or know that they want that?
Yes. You want me to send you the screen grab right now?
No, I know what it looks like. I'm just asking, right. Are there other people out there who feel similarly or
we've had responses from our listeners and we happen to have the brightest listenership of any show.
That's true.
So I've gotten that feedback from
maybe
them.
That's so. Like a premium verballer perk that you get if you join the Patreon.
You get to complain about ESPN graphics with me?
Well, you get the thinner score belt.
Oh, I'm dying for it, Ty. I want it so badly. I'm scrolling through here trying to find it. Those are my gifts for the sport. Ty, what do you have for other teams other than your beloved Notre Dame and giving them improper benefits?
Well, I took a different interpretation of this game, Dan.
So consumer products.
I got some consumer products.
Great.
For Tom Herman, I am going with the Black & Decker 20-volt max drill and home tool kit.
You had to be specific about a product.
Black & Decker, not a sponsor, sponsor here, the verbal. But here's the thing that comes to mind about Herman. Tom Herman has tried hiring help, hasn't he?
Sure.
He's tried hiring help. He tried to hire the offensive and defensive contractors to come in and fix the job to make things better.
Yeah.
And instead, what did he get? What did he get out of it? He got more headaches. More headaches. Chris Del Conte, right? He was in the news. What's Del Conte going to do? Is it going to go a different direction? And Herman, again, finds his head on the chopping block, Dan.
I like how you pronounce Del Conte.
Sometimes if you want things done right, you got to do it yourself.
Okay. So Tom Herman, home project handyman extraordinaire for the new year.
You got to DIY this, man. It didn't work out necessarily, at least not yet. Bringing in the outside help.
So is he calling both the offense and defense?
I don't know.
Okay.
Just go with it, please.
Okay.
It's Christmas, Dan. Be nice to me. Max Drill and Home Toolkit. It's all on him to fix the house, get rid of those issues before he just outright gets evicted. It's all on Tom Herman. If he's going to fix this thing, he needs the tools to do it. So more of a metaphorical slant here to this game, but let's go Black & Decker. 20-volt max drill and home toolkit. It's like $89.99. Not bad.
I've got a couple non-football things for Big 12 teams. If I can stay on
Please.
Topic. I went with the Kansas schools. I'm getting Kansas an especially killer basketball hype video. Just highlights over the years.
I'm just going to throw Santa in whenever. Continue.
I love it. And either Ken Niumatalolo or Jeff Munkin or Hugh Freeze. I'm just throwing Hugh Freeze out there for a bunch of jobs now, because why not? It's time. Buy low.
It's time. Sure.
Also, across the state in Manhattan, in Little Apple, I'm getting bubble wrap and possibly a trip to Germany for largely questionable plasma treatments for Skylar Thompson, who is coming back. We got to keep him. The fall off is too severe. We got to keep that guy's, the bones and muscles and ligaments. We got to keep it intact, Ty. It's been a fall off.
That's important. What year is this going to be for Skylar Thompson?
It's at least his fourth right now. So next year would be either be his fifth or sixth.
Because I feel like we're getting into John Stocco territory with Skylar Thompson.
Did you see the story about Washington's backup quarterback, the Sacramento State transfer, Kevin Thompson? So he didn't win, obviously, he didn't win the starting job. Dylan Morris won the starting job at Washington. Kevin Thompson transferred to Washington from Sacramento State, had a successful career at Sac State. And the story was, after consideration, Kevin Thompson decides not to pursue a seventh year of eligibility, because obviously this year didn't count for anybody if they didn't want it to. So I could not imagine being on a college campus for nearly two Olympic cycles, Ty. 7 years. 7 years!
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What else do you have? Do you have any more Big 12 schools? Do you have any specific players you want to get anything for?
Yeah, I've got something for Baylor.
Oh, okay.
I've got what's called a Shinola men's leather-wrapped flask.
Shinola.
Is that the Dave Aranda voice? That was beautiful.
Yeah, it's my Dave Aranda voice, yeah.
Hello, Ty.
It's like $120, something like that. It's a nice flask. It's not a cheap one. It's something that you would get for a groomsman at a wedding. But
okay.
I just, you know, there's a direct line of sight here between what you do with a flask and why Baylor fans need it. And that's because nothing is more stressful than watching your team perform at like 18% of its potential. And, you know, like at least on offense, that was very much the case this season. I'm not sure they made it to 18% in a lot of those games. And as I've alluded to now the last couple weeks, watching Baylor football through the lens of prominent Baylor tweeters has been very difficult. I love Baylor fans. They love our show. I feel genuinely bad for those folks having to deal with this. Transition year, transition year. And I do believe in Dave Aranda. I think he's a good hire, but it's apparent that it's going to take some time to get there. We talked on the last show about Chaz Brewer going transfer portal. So it's going to take some time for this thing to try and find its way. But in the interim, Shinola, not a sponsor, but they make a really high-end leather-wrapped flask that I think would be classy and also get the job done to help get you through the long, cold winter.
I know about Shinola, actually.
Oh?
They're like a really nice watch company.
Okay.
And they're based in Detroit, like these handmade watches based in Detroit. They have stores, I think, in a few different cities now. But that's like an actual watch where I'm like, you know what? If at some point I find myself willing to spend like $500-$600 on a watch, like I have that desire, that's what I would get. They're really nice watches.
Interesting. No, I had no familiarity with them.
Yeah. No, it's a cool company, as far as I remember. The only thing I will say is I think your flask idea is fantastic. McLean Stadium is a dry stadium, as far as I can tell. They do not sell alcohol at Lane.
Right.
At McLean.
That's why you need the flask.
You need the flask, Ty. But should you not, and it's nice to get a leather-bound one to really, you know, put some thought into it. What about one of those sunscreen flasks, though?
Oh, to be a little bit more coy about it.
To be, you know, the Texas sun, you got to bring sunscreen. To be a little bit more coy.
Okay. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
But
sentiment is the same.
Sentiment is the same. Yeah. Same page.
Okay.
Your turn.
All right. UCLA, I know people are talking about roster size and available players. What I'm giving UCLA is I'm giving them room for 3 to 5 of these names, Ty. Lee Smith, John Franco, John Wetland, Trevor Hoffman, Rick Aguilera.
Okay.
You name it, Ty. UCLA losing like 5 games this year by a combined 2 points. The math doesn't work out. Don't fact check me on that. But between the Stanford loss, the Oregon loss, the Colorado loss, I know they had a chance late. I think they scored to cut it within 6, with like a minute 40 left or something like that. They were just there. USC, I don't know if I said USC twice, but they were right there so often. And just, I don't know if it takes, who's the Onions? Who's the college basketball?
Bill Raftery.
I'm seeing his, Bill Raftery. I'm seeing his face right now. I don't know if he just needs to be at UCLA practice yelling that over and over again. These guys need to finish games. These guys need closers. I don't know what. Did Jeff Nelson ever close for the Yankees, or was he a setup guy?
Well, he was more of a seventh inning guy, but
seventh.
I'm sure
guy.
He's. Okay. I'd have to look to see how many career saves he got, but I'm sure he's pitched in close a few games now and then.
All these guys.
Yeah.
I believe Rod Beck has passed on.
He
was an all timer.
Yeah, for the Giants.
Yeah. So I'd go there. That's my gift for UCLA. Somehow, some way to finish out those last 2 minutes of these close games, because I mean, they need a Shinola flask as well.
Yeah.
The way that their season and most of those games ended. They did well against Cal, well against ASU, closed those out fine. But no, they left a lot to be desired at those last couple minutes of those games. And we could be talking about like a 5-1 UCLA team.
Yeah.
It was extremely close to being like a really impressive turnaround and getting a lot of hype going into 2021. I'll go with another thought about a guy who has, I would say, at times had difficulty closing, Ty. It's Brock Purdy. I am getting Brock Purdy his own personal Zach Morris.
Okay.
To pause time before making like 12% of his throws, 8.3% of his throws. And I don't know if the analogy fully works, but I know Zach Morris could freeze time because at times Brock Purdy could use a new voice on his shoulder that tells him, you know what? Why don't we not throw this ball? why don't we just take a second and say, let's throw it
cool.
Away. Just be cool. Just throw it away. Because the Iowa State Brock Purdy experience has been almost overwhelmingly pretty incredible. It's just those 8.2% of the throws. You get Zach Morris with his chunky phone strolling across the field, everything frozen, and just whispers in his ear, hey, maybe not.
Yeah.
Not this time. That's all I want. That's my gift, because Iowa State was this close. And I know this season, they're, you know, very close to the play, even closer to the playoff if it's a special teams thing, more so than a Brock Purdy thing with that Louisiana loss. But still, maybe not this time. That's my gift to Brock Purdy.
Interesting. I like the cut of
what
your
do you have it?
I like the cut of your jib. I just sent you something in Slack. Can you take a look at this, please?
Oh, here. What do we have? Oh, Ty.
This is called a beard bib.
Beard bib.
Featured on Shark
Tank.
Oh,
my God.
It's a men's grooming cape for shaping and trimming, one size fits all, static and stick free. How would we describe this, Dan? It's sort of like a big old bib that juts
out. It's a wearable cloth ladle.
And it catches your beard as you're trying to groom it. Is there anyone or anything in college football that we could buy this for? There might not be, but I just saw it now. I haven't given it much thought. I feel like somebody needs this. I just don't know who.
To catch loose clippings, about 27 inches wide, nice little trough. Oh, man, I don't know. Are there any just like truly awful college football beards?
The only college football beard I can think of is Lovie Smith, and Lovie Smith got fired.
And that was a fantastic beard.
And also,
I mean, you got to trim it.
He cut the beard off, I believe, before the season, which may have something to do with why he actually got fired.
Larry Fedora also had a beard. He got let go. Man, I don't know. Who are truly? Patricia got let go in the NFL, right? That was a thing?
It has not been a great beard year for pro sports.
I'm thinking up and down various conferences. It has not been a good beard. Are there any kickers with beards this year?
I don't know.
College
don't
football
know.
Beard.
I just like that it's called a Googled. Men's grooming cape. So we'll come back to this one. I do have other items, but I just want to bring that to your attention. Think about that if you could.
Manny Diaz?
Manny Diaz doesn't have a beard, does he? Or is he trying?
I think he does. Unless he had one at one point.
Right.
I don't know if he still does.
Hmm.
We've had some random players. You always see like the lineman with a beard tucking out. Yeah, I don't have anything for you beard-wise here, Ty.
It's fine. It's fine. We'll just get that for ourselves, just in case.
New Michigan defensive coordinator, John Beilein. I think Michigan people still love him. He'll figure it out. No, I get him Michigan a top 8 recruiting class. Maybe Mike Henkwitz. Maybe that's your answer. He's free. He retired from Northwestern.
Okay.
And he did a good job against Ohio State. That feels like a really thoughtful gift, Ty.
I am getting Jim Harbaugh a Tushy Classic bidet toilet seat attachment.
Okay. Walk me through this.
2020 was rough. It was an abrasive experience for Jim Harbaugh. Now in the offseason, it comes time to do some cleanup. And I think the trick for Jim Harbaugh at this point is to find a way to clean up that mess without making things worse.
Clean up the mess without making things worse. I'm trying to connect different dots in this analogy. Continue.
It needs to be as comfortable an experience as possible. Not provide any further irritation for a fan base that's already in a raw state.
So in this situation, is Don Brown literal poop to you?
I didn't go
because
that far
name
with it.
Is
I'm not
Don Brown.
I didn't go that
Brown.
Far with it.
Don Brown.
Again, in our metaphorical universe, I think Jim Harbaugh just needs some way to move on in a sterile manner that does not exacerbate the situation.
You perfectly came up with a gift, and you're acknowledging to not doing that. Because saying getting a bidet to clean up the brown is perfect. But you're saying you didn't think of that way.
I didn't even know. But when I came up with this, I didn't even know that they got rid of Don Brown. So I can't take credit for it.
Yeah, that was yesterday.
I can't take credit for it.
I don't even know. They've got a five-star quarterback coming in. You know what I would get? I would get them. I mean, they didn't get to travel this year, right? Maybe that was the big key all these years, taking that trip to Rome,
to Italy,
to South Africa.
Right.
I would get them like a very specific calming meditation retreat.
Okay.
In like the Adirondacks, something like that, in Sedona, to just to clear their chi, Ty.
Yeah.
To clear out all the bad vibes, start over. Maybe maybe one of those, what's it called when you drink the disgusting lemon, cayenne pepper, honey. Maybe they just need to go on one of those diets, the cleanses.
A cleanse? Ty.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I think that's what I would do. I mean, that actually fully goes with your gift as well. If I'm recommending sure. an advanced colon cleanse and you've got the bidet coming in here to right. take care of the brown, Ty, let's move on to our next gift before we go too far down the
I'm going to Justin Fuente.
Oh, I like this. Continue.
Going to Justin Fuente.
Oh,
wait, there. Thank you. You have to keep reminding me. It was my idea to use the sound, and I keep forgetting to use the sound.
Yeah.
I talked about on our, I guess, second to last show, two recap shows ago, that our boy Justin Fuente looked freaking spent. Got up to the podium. I want to say it was after that Virginia game. And that, my friend, was the portrait of a man who is mentally and physically spent. Done. He's being retained in Blacksburg. They're not getting rid of him, thankfully. Going to have another crack at this thing. I think Virginia Tech fans are largely split on what they should do there. But he needs to recharge. And so maybe this is a lazy metaphor, but we did talk as part of our bowl preview show that Anchor chargers are a thing.
Anchor, yes.
I think we get him a nice charger. They make some bamboo chargers. I was looking at one earlier. I have no earthly need for it, but they make a bamboo charger. You can plug in all your devices in one little area. It's stylish. It goes on top of the desk. He can charge the phone, the iPad, the watch, everything he needs to get himself back up and running this offseason and hopefully get the Hokies back on the straight and narrow. So just something to recharge those batteries would be really helpful for Fuente and Virginia Tech.
Yeah, I would just suggest, you know, an extended trip to some sort of instructional, what is it called when it's professional development, right? When you go learn something
sure.
on the job. We need some tackling. We need some wrap-ups at Virginia Tech. No, this is interesting. You're right. You're absolutely. Maybe he can go on the cleanse with Michigan, on the retreat with Michigan, and just take over their offense. Just take over the Michigan offense.
There are a lot of folks around college football who I think could go for a good cleanse. But
yeah,
Fuente is definitely one of them.
For Nebraska and Tennessee, two programs who have recently been compared to each other with regard to being classic powerhouses who can't seem to find their footing. I'm giving them each foundational quarterbacks. I know it's big. I know it eclipses what we agreed upon budget-wise for this gift giving. Foundational quarterbacks, and each of these teams gets 2.5 absolute problems on the defensive line. Because with a foundational quarterback and the ability to wreak havoc up front, you can cover up for a lot of deficiencies. And there are too many Nebraska fans and too many Tennessee fans out there who are just sad, angry, and regretful of life decisions too often with regard to buying tickets and watching hours and hours of Husker and Vol football every year. Also, for Nebraska, a thorough webinar of, for the offensive staff and players on offense on how to beat zone coverage. Because if you watch Nebraska games this year, every defense is like, well, I guess we're just going to slip into a basic zone and see if they can figure it out. And they couldn't.
Yeah.
And they just couldn't. For Tennessee, I'm going to need a full-on legal document, notarized legal document from Jeremy Pruitt saying, I'm not touching the offense.
Right.
I don't make offensive decisions. I don't have any sort of say on play calling. I have nothing of the sort. And also, whoever's running that offense, figure out how and why people are blitzing you and what to do. Because Tennessee was so bad under pressure this year.
All right.
I'm getting Pitt a new offensive coordinator.
Yeah, Pitt needs a new offensive coordinator. Big time.
If it were up to Pat Narduzzi, he's just going to hire just a dud and a half again. He just, maybe bring Matt Canada back. I don't know. He's around. I don't know how things are between the two of them. Maybe they can make things, they can make up. Send some cards to each other, some Christmas cards. I'm getting Washington, a Pac-12 North celebration parade because they kind of earned it, Ty. Marching bands, confetti, right. Floats. Not sure if Washington will like be able to make it, but I think they deserve some sort of celebration for their
What are the protocols the in Washington State? Are they even able to have a parade at this point?
This is when all is better.
Oh, when all is better.
This is
okay.
When all is, yeah, somewhere down the line. We got to
Okay. So maybe like right. July, let's say. Hopefully July.
July. It was a nice summer Pac-12 North celebration parade right down there down University
Great.
Ave.
Sounds wonderful.
I'm getting Boise State, Andy Avalos as their new head coach and their new offensive coordinator, Chris Peterson.
Whoa. Interesting. Whoa. Why don't they bring Peterson back to coach?
I think there's too much baggage there.
Okay.
He has said that he was like, I really like coaching. I just don't want to be a head coach anymore. Like, apparently he loved being a receivers coach.
Interesting.
So he likes working, you know, nitty gritty, Ty. Position coach, maybe coordinator, Chris Peterson.
That would be something.
That's my recommendation. What do you have? Any more?
What are we getting ourselves?
A full regular off season?
Yeah.
Do you have a bidet, by the way?
I ordered a bidet at the start of the quarantine period.
Okay.
I have yet to actually hook it up.
Why? What are we doing, Ty?
I'm terrified to do amateur plumbing work. All I've done so far is clean out drains.
I think they make it super easy, right?
I watched no less than like 3 YouTube videos where after the fact, there was significant leakage from the toilet and it would drip through like onto the floor below. I'm a little afraid to try my luck at hooking this thing up.
I mean, if you prepare, you can lay down plastic or something like that just in case.
I guess, but I'm not prepared for this. So
I will say my friend Dave, who you know, installed a bidet improperly.
Okay.
And it wasn't a leak situation as much as it was an accidental supercharged stream situation. And it shot out of the bathroom into a hallway. I'm not sure how he like repressurized the situation, but he eventually got it working. But that's, I don't know if he got like a crazy industrial situation that was meant to like pressurize a set of bidets.
Like an elephant hose.
Yeah, it was real bad. He was mopping up for a little bit.
Oh, so see, that's what I'm afraid
that
of.
I suppose is a fear, but just imagine how clean that would get you.
Well, no, I'm sure. I mean, that's, you can't pay enough for pressure like that.
You're rebooting with that sucker.
I haven't hooked it up yet.
Okay.
So maybe.
I think you should.
Maybe over the holiday break, I will do that.
Here's what I don't understand. Why do you just not have Kate film you while you hook it up and use it as content?
Free content
for the solid
here.
Verbal.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Like, this is so obvious to me.
But just
Ty installs
up,
a bidet.
Just the hooking up portion, not the actual usage.
Can you imagine if we went on Twitter and put, here is footage of Ty's mishaps installing a bidet with a link to our Patreon page?
Right. Right.
The number of signups would be absurd. This is how we get into 2021. Ty's bidet installation in 1080p. 4K if you're up for it.
This would be like the time we tweeted out that we had Lex Steele on to pick games. And I still remember to this day, Bomani Jones tweeting back at us. Excuse me, what?
That's true. I do remember that. Yeah. Ty, this is free content here. Don't say no.
All right. Well, look, right in. Solid
is it
verbal.
Your area of specialties, expertise, corporate bathroom etiquette? Aren't you purporting to be a bathroom specialist?
It is true. It is true.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Write in solidverbal@gmail.com. Let us know what you would buy for college football or for yourself, whatever. We're all friends here. Listen, wherever this may find you, We wish you nothing but the best this holiday season. We hope you're happy and safe and healthy and getting whatever gifts it is that you wanted, if that's your thing. If not, we thank you so much for downloading, for listening to the show. We will be back on our normal schedule in just a couple days. There are bowl games that are taking place. So a lot to unpack, as always, Dan, here on the Solid Verbal. But we just thank you all for your undying support. That's all I got.
Yeah, agreed. And if you do go on YouTube, there are bidet tutorials gone wrong. There are issues that people are having with bidets, and they have viewers, Ty. There are viewers to be had. So that's all I have, Ty. I am pumped. I'm pumped for bowl season. I'm pumped for hopefully fantastic games to round out the season.
For that guy over there, my good friend, Dan Rubenstein, for myself, Ty Hildenbrand, we will catch y'all very soon. We're going to hang on here, talk a little Bruin A for the Patreon subscribers.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, stay solid.
Peace.